Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Thursday, June 2nd, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. Food for the Poor needs urgent prayer for their work in Haiti. Missionaries are back on the field as Togo's peace holds. And Operation Blessing gets ready for a busy storm season. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping today's news, Haiti's stability has been deteriorating for months. The crippling poverty that holds Haiti is worsened by the unrest terrorizing the Port-au-Prince area. Food for the Poor's Angel Aloma says 600 staff members are working in Haiti. They're all nationals, and that enables the work to continue, says Aloma.
That's one good thing about the work that we do. We hire all local personnel, and so all of our staff is very labor-intensive, so we have a lot of employees down there.
They haven't faced any major difficulties, and that's helped them to keep meeting the needs of the local churches. Aloma says that God's protective hand has been on their ministry, but your prayer support is urgently needed.
That is such an important thing right now that Haiti needs more than anything else, even than the material and physical things that we help them with so much during the year. But right now, that country needs God's touch on them and God's hand on them to really guide them through a very difficult period.
Meanwhile, across the world, millions of people are living in horrendous situations, and not by their own choice, but because they're victims of human trafficking. World Hope is confronting this issue firsthand with programs in several countries. World Hope's Kristen Wiebe.
Human trafficking goes by a variety of names. You'll often hear it called trafficking in persons or modern-day slavery. What it comes down to is the buying and selling of human beings in order to exploit them.
That exploitation takes many forms, but the effects are all dehumanizing. World Hope believes that each person is made in the image of God and has intrinsic value. Wiebe calls Christians to action.
As Christian people, we have a duty to pay attention to this, to pay attention to human suffering, and this is just the embodiment of one of the worst forms of human suffering in the world.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Three-quarters of the prisoners who don't have a support network in place when they're released are likely to return to a life of crime. That's where Crossroad Bible Institute comes in. Crossroad's David Scheringa says there are faith-based reentry groups out there that can pick up where their Bible education left off. However,
on the one hand, the students had no way of finding these reentry ministries. On the other hand, these reentry ministries have had a difficult time finding promising candidates in the prison system. Without a track record, it's very difficult for them to know if this person is the real deal, really wants to have help in reentry, or if it's going to be a waste of money.
Scheringa says their reentry program networks the inmate with faith-based agencies, while at the same time introducing them into the body of Christ.
These reentry agencies will also help them, of course, get established in a church. There are a number of reentry agencies that also use our materials to provide more discipleship for them. It's to help them in an all-around way to get established in the Christian faith in a way that honors God.
Next, the West African Peace Initiative for Togo may be succeeding. The rebels may join the National Unity Government to end the political crisis and the violence. As a result, Association of Baptists for World Evangelism teams are back at their posts. The hospital's also getting back to normal, with help arriving. The fact that the refugees are returning home is indicative of the calm and return to normalcy in most places. Please continue to pray for the pastors and the Christians throughout Togo. And weather forecasters think this year's hurricane season will bring echoes of last year's tumultuous season. Operation Blessing continues supporting ongoing hurricane recovery efforts while preparing strategically for what may lie ahead. The 2004 season forged lasting response partnerships between OBI and local, national, and church groups. Through those partnerships, OBI teams demonstrate their faith and God's love by meeting human needs at times of crisis. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Josh McDowell's classic book, More Than a Carpenter, has been combined with The Life of Jesus, A Harmony of the Gospels. That's two books in one, a gift from Gain USA. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 to get your free copy. It's a helpful evangelistic tool. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.